All right, a pleasure to bring in a dear friend of ours. He's been on the show many times, a former manager of the Chicago Cubs. And I will tell you this, in 2010, the Giants don't win the division, don't win the World Series without Mike Quadi and the Cubs knocking the Padres out the last week. And he guaranteed me that he would do it, and he did do it. He's now the roving outfield instructor for the Minnesota Twins. And Mike, how are you?
I'm good. Turn the page on that 2010 season.
Come on. You said it. You went into San Diego and said, don't worry, I'm going to take care of him, and you did.
Yeah, and I set up my pitching, and they criticized me for that, so what do? But anyway, good to hear from you.
All right, very good. All right, roving outfield instructor for the Twins, and we've been talking Twins baseball for the last couple of days, Mike, and you're very closely connected to these guys in spring training and everything else. But how does this happen? Where have all these people come from, and are they ready to last a whole season?
Well, and isn't that the question? I mean, it's good to be us right now, that's for sure. And, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, the Oakland A teams that I was affiliated with and some of the similarities. But, you know, we've been pretty good. I mean, we've been excited about a lot of our young kids for, let's say, 2 or 3 years minimum at this point. And it just hadn't translated to the major league level until this year. And then you get off to a great start. We had a very good spring. And, you know, there's still questions about some of the kids that haven't produced the way we had hoped they would. And, you know, are they finally figuring it out? Will they be able to do it for an entire season? And while the back half of that is still a question, you know, I think you look at Buxton and Rosario, Kepler, and the list goes on. I mean, Garber's hurt right now, and he's off to a great start. And combined, some of that, Polanco's just been fantastic. But it has that Oakland feel to me because these are all our kids, and we are a bit of a small market club, and we've combined some veterans coming in and doing a really nice job around them, Cruz and Crone and some of these guys, and the mix seems to be fantastic. And I don't know if you can sustain 8, 9, 10 runs a game. I mean, that's a little bit crazy, but it sure has been fun for us to watch.
Well, Mike, I think the reason that it seems like it's sustainable is you look up and down the roster, some of the names you were just mentioning, the power is so balanced. You get 13 homers from Crone. You've got 10 from Jonathan Scope. You've got Marwin Gonzalez, who's not even playing his best baseball right now. Eddie Rosario, you mentioned. Buxton finally coming into his own. If the balance stays across the lineup offensively, seems like they could hold this up for the remainder of the season.
Well, I think our general manager said we were legit. And, you know, I don't think that was said just to promote the ball club. I mean, I just think they have felt that way since spring training. They were waiting to see some of these younger guys turn things around and do it consistently. You know, you go 25 games into a season, and we've all been around with that for a long time. And you're excited and you're happy about things, but you're guarded in your enthusiasm. And I think right now we're at 50 games. You know, I look at the league, I look at the division, and I look at the progress that these kids have made, and I think there's plenty of reason to think that we're legit. And, I mean, time will tell, but hopefully these guys have turned the corner. And I know when we got to the big leagues in Oakland with that crew, we had turned the corner, and those kids were consistent throughout. I'm just rooting for us to be the same type of club.
Boy, I believe it. We were both there together. Mike was the first base coach in Oakland in those days. I was doing the pregame in those days as well, right off the bat. And all of a sudden, it was Tejada and Mark Ellis and Giambi and Chavez and Mulder, Hudson and Zito and, you know, Keith Folk and Koch and all these other people. And it happened, and they were legit. And the Twins thing, you wait for them to make it, and all of a sudden they make it, and all of a sudden now you say, can they do it? And it does remind me of Oakland in the early 2000s. Mike, the thing about the Twins, though, 101 home runs, and two questions for you. The ballpark, I mean, is the ball flying out of this place? And number two, you're around the minor leagues. You travel throughout the Twins organization. Home runs are all over the place. What has happened to the game of baseball?
Well, the science of the game, and you and I have our pluses and minuses about it, Monty, I know. And, you know, I'm dying to see a hit and run once in a while. Well, I can go away. That's not going to happen. And, you know, the stolen base was always a lot of fun. Well, might see one of those a week. But, you know, launch angle and exit velocity and home runs and strikeouts, and that's kind of where we're at right now. And, you know, the people that study this and work the numbers and grind all that out will tell you that, you know, that's the way to produce, and over 162 games and so on and so forth. Well, I know one thing. If 50 games is any kind of sample size, we would be the poster children for that theory, and we've done that. I would say that I haven't looked closely at the schedule, but I've got to believe half of our home runs have been hit on the road. So this has nothing to do, I don't think, with the ballpark. We all know, or maybe the people out in California don't know, but Minnesota is a tough place in April. I don't care if they have a warm spell. That's 48 degrees. So there's all sorts of reasons to say, well, maybe this or maybe that. But, I just think we're going through a real unique period of time where we've got a lot of talent and everything's clicking at once. And, you obviously want to ride this horse as long as you can. If you can, anybody you can bury in your division early on is a good thing. And because it's still 100-some games to go, and we'll see if we can sustain it. And I guess offensively we're so excited, we really haven't talked much about the pitching, but they've held their own. And I think if you came into this season thinking about the Twins, their question marks were in that area. We've got a new pitching coach, some new people in the bullpen, but Berríos and Gibby and some of these other guys have done a good job. And I think that that's complemented it, but it's fun to have a bunch of runs to work with every night when you go out.
Well, what goes hand-in-hand with pitching is the defense. And Byron Buxton, this guy who was the top prospect in baseball for a number of years, seems like he's been around forever all of a sudden. And he's only 25 years old. He's finally coming into his own. He's kind of rounding out as a complete player now, right, Mike?
Yeah, he is. And staying healthy is huge for him. That's been a bugaboo of his throughout the minor leagues. Some of it unusual, strange injuries. Some of it he's fearless at the wall. He's fearless in his approach defensively. And sometimes that'll have you running into walls and doing some things that don't help keep you off the DL as well. But, he's a Gold Glove center fielder, no question about it. I kind of laugh in my area around here, and every so often you'll hear somebody refer to one of our kids as a possibly elite center fielder. And that's elite's a big word. And I always will say, really, elite? You think he's elite? I said, that's great. I said, is he as good as Buxton? And they said, well, of course not. And I say, that is an elite center fielder, okay? So before you start throwing that word around, make sure you have some perspective on what you're talking about. And he anchors that thing and has two guys really good on both sides of him. And, I think even when they were struggling the last year or two, our outfield defense was still fantastic.
Boy, great to talk baseball, Mike. We love talking ball with Mike Quatty. Odorizzi, Martin Perez from Texas, those two guys have been fabulous. Then I listened to Jim Bowden this morning on MLB Radio talking about limiting innings for young pitchers in baseball. And you've been around a long time. You had some ardor when he first came in as well. What do you think about limiting innings for young pitchers? Because all of a sudden I'm looking at the Twins pitching staff. They're third in the league as starting pitching. They're third in the American League, a crazy league. And they're not all young. They've got guys who probably can pitch the whole year.
No, it's funny because if they're third, I think they're up three ticks from last week. So that's good, and that's progress. And, I think we expected Jose Berríos, who I had for a couple years and who's done a really good job, I think we expected him to be good. Odorizzi's like having a renaissance. I mean, he's always been a solid middle-of-the-rotation guy, but what he's doing right now, what he has figured out, how he and the new staff members have worked together. I mean, I don't get a chance to watch him a ton, but he's been good. Perez comes over, I think, from Texas, and, he throws hard. He's 96, 97, got a decent changeup, and he's found a good mix, and he's fit in after a little time off, I think maybe a month into the season. Gibby come out of the woodwork. Gibson was really good last year after some mediocre years, and he's picked up where he left off. And again, I think that, it's a long season, Marty, right? Yeah. And hopefully these guys have figured out what it takes to continue to do this year in and year out. And you're correct. The experience of some of these guys should allow them to pitch into August, September, and hopefully beyond. And I think the other thing, too, is that, our bullpen, we've got a couple of guys that have been there for a couple of years. Taylor Rogers, who does a good job, and that'll be the next thing that we need to talk about. But again, we're scoring a bunch of runs, and at least these guys are giving us a chance. And then as far as minor league shorting, look, when you get to the third time through the lineup, right, Marty? And I don't know how the Giants are doing it. I don't get a chance to see them very often. But, I mean, it's become a thing now where they're not even sure they need a starting pitcher to go third time through the lineup. Once you get into that dangerous area, because the numbers are terrible on a guy's third time, most of them, they're going to start going to the bullpen. And whether you have depth in the bullpen to do that the entire year, I think is a debatable situation or subject. But You know, if you can get 18 to 24, 25 hitters out, your job is done for the day, and you've done a good job. And that's kind of, again, the way the game has gone.
Boy, unbelievable. Yeah. Great analysis. Yeah. So folks know Mike is the roving outfield instructor for the Twins. But prior to that, 3 or 4 years in Rochester with the AAA Rochester team, which was the farm team of the Minnesota Twins. So you've seen these guys as babies, and you've seen them grow up. So it must make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know, my reference back, because it was so much, and I've been in a lot of places, Montreal, Oakland, a lot of quote-unquote smaller market places where our kids have come to the fore and made us a good ball club, and that's always so much fun. And hell, in this day and age, the Yankees have a bunch of their kids and so on, but yeah, it's fun to be around these guys. You know, we had a lot of nice years in Rochester winning ball games. Well, that's because we had this kind of talent, and it just hadn't quite clicked at the next level. But you couldn't take a look at these guys individually, look at their talent, look at their bat speed, look at their athleticism, and not think, gosh, it's got to translate up there eventually. Well, then you get to that point after a couple of years where you go, well, maybe I was wrong, but at least at this point, it looks like these guys have figured quite a bit out, and now hopefully they can sustain it.
Mike, it really might be the best story in baseball this year, as far as a team that was not picked or was not expected to be as good as they are, and you guys are getting it done. Is there something to be said about that? I mean, even going back to your days in Oakland, do teams like to play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, be the hidden team that kind of streaks up from behind of the pack?
Well, I think in all of sports, it's always better to be laying in the weeds than to have a bullseye on your back. I don't care what sport you're playing. So, yeah, I think there's some of that. I would say baseball is a little unique in that, you know, you play every day, 162 of these things. It goes on forever. So I'm not sure that a once-a-week situation where someone's coming in to play off their feet in a football scenario is quite the same. But, yeah, I think it's been good. And I think, you know, we're still young. Even with some of the guys that have come over and helped stabilize, we're still young and enthusiastic, and we still had a lot to prove. If you got a bunch of young guys that have had a lot of success in their first year or two, well, they sit back and relax a little bit, and then the league bites them. But I think we still had plenty to prove, and I don't think that through 50 games, any of us feel like we're done proving anything. In fact, we're off to a great start, but haven't proven anything yet. So I'm excited, and it is fun to be in the Twins organization right now. And no matter what's going on in the minor leagues, if your big league club's playing well, that's always a good thing.
Oh, great discussion. Boy, great discussion. Last thing for you, how's the fishing?
You know, I just got home. I've got to go back to Pensacola, but it's okay, Marty. It's we're getting close to summertime. It's 95 here today, and I like warm weather, but that's getting a little crazy, and the fish think so too. But I mix in a few here and there, and with the roving and with what I'm doing in the organization now, I do get a little time at home. So it's always great to talk to you guys, and I'll find a fish here and there.
All right, that's Mike Quatty in Bradenton, Florida, taking a couple of days before he goes back on the road. Mike, thank you so much for being on, and we'll do this again as we follow the Twins through the season. One-third mark coming up, and I think for everyone out here, you really laid it out perfectly to probably the best baseball story of 2019. So have a good day, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, let's talk about this in October and do this thing again, okay?
All right, Mike.
See you guys later.
All right, take care. That is Mike Quatty.